All right. Tonight you can take your Bibles, please, to go to Romans chapter 12. Boy, my heart's just been turning over a lot of different things today. I kind of started off the day with thinking about Veterans Day and all the different sacrifices and all the things that have gone on in our world in the last number of years, and you know, kind of made that parallel to kind of our lifestyle as believers, and the warfare that we're in, and that, you know, there's plenty of exhortations in God's Word about enduring through a wide variety of situations and circumstances. And one of the great exhortations during the you know, the book of Acts, you know, really documents kind of the rise and fall of the Christian church in the first century. And the epistles to 1st and 2nd Timothy were written to Timothy. And, you know, 1st Timothy is very exhortive and, you know, strengthening. And 2nd Timothy kind of gives him some, guidance and revelation to be aware of. You know, there was one point in when Timothy was written that it says, all those in Asia are turned from me. So everyone departed from the faith. There were maybe a few faithful ones. But in light of that, I'm sorry, I said Romans. We're actually going to start 2 Timothy chapter 2. Especially, I think, in tribute and honor and respect to our veterans who sacrificed, and also for those of you who have stood on God's word over the years, or maybe a week, or maybe a day, doesn't matter, but you've endured, and you've given your life, however long it may be, in sacrifice, and in our case, it's in service to others, to God first and foremost, and then to others. But the first verse of 2 Timothy chapter 2 has always spoken very loudly to my heart, and says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness or training as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, God doesn't say to be strong in a lot of other things. You know, do your push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups every day and get your abdominal muscles all perfected. You can do that if you want. But he says, Timothy, my son, be strong in what? The grace. Strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. And boy, if there was ever an exhortation or an encouragement or comfort tonight for any of our hearts, it's let's be strong in the grace. Let's be strong in the grace and the goodness and the forgiveness and the things that God has blessed us with. And when you've heard of things of many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men and women who shall be able to teach others also, that we can pass this torch to the next generation, that others are rising up, that will go beyond our lifetime and carry forth the baton and the torch to their generation and to the peoples of the world that they live in. Wow. Timothy, be strong in the grace. Everybody listening, be strong in the grace. And find one to be able to reach out to, and God willing, to be able to entrust them and teach them and commit to their safekeeping. And then they'll be able to teach others as well. So let's go back to Romans chapter 12. And what I wanted to call this sharing tonight was, what is your response? You know, when pain comes, when doubts arise, when fears dismay, when accusations abound, when you find the so-called quote-unquote cards stacked against you, when you find you're backed into a corner, when you find you're under pressure, when it seems like circumstances and situations are overwhelming, what's your response? You know, Romans chapter 12, verse 21, we'll just be covering a few verses here tonight. But Romans 12, 21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. Good. You know, our natural response is to want to overcome things that have been done to us, pains we're feeling, hurts we're feeling, doubt, fears, accusations, others' opinions or judgments of us. It's to strike back out of anger. You know what? If we're striking back at anybody, it's the doggone devil who is trying to continually rip people off of the truth of who they truly are in Christ and what they've been given. And we got to draw a line in the sand and just say, no more. No. No. And you got to speak to your personal adversary just in a firm, matter-of-fact sort of way. And you know what? We overcome evil with good. It's one of the great weapons that we have in this administration. The love of God is one of the greatest things that we've been given, and it's born within us. Galatians chapter 10, please. Galatians chapter 6, I mean. There is no, we'd have to add four chapters, I guess, to the Bible. That wouldn't be good. Well, let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. You know, sometimes I think we read the Bible and we think these people were in a perfect culture. There weren't any issues. There were no problems. There was nothing going on. But hey, you know what? These were people. Where it seems like wherever people are, there's things that go along with it. issues, things of life, whatevers. But this verse 9 and 10, I just thought was so awesome in terms of what's our response. Well, verse 9 of Galatians chapter 6 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do what? Good. Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So, hey, you know what? We don't judge. We don't respect people. We do good to all, but especially unto them who we're in closest contact with. They're the ones that we're blessing, reaching out to, and really, you know, if you tell somebody in the grocery store that you love them, I don't know what they might do. They might punch you in the face or say, go find somebody else. But if I tell Vicky or I tell Lena or Bob or Jeannie and anyone else, Deanne, hey, I love you. I love you. You know what? They're going to take that. That's being especially good unto the household. And that can be our response in life situations. You know, there's nothing that's going to stop us from continuing to manifest the love of God and being good, because all we're doing is reflecting what God has already given to us as his children. And finally, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm sorry, chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, there's some little things in here. I call them little, but there's some, I think, keys or steps or processes maybe of the renewed mind. Verse 15, let's start there, 5:15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is what? Good. Follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Verse 16, number one, rejoice evermore. Two, pray without ceasing. Three, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, we run into life situations. You know what? It says, follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Well, is every situation we run into always that good? Well, no, maybe many times they're not that good. But we can be responsive in a godly way and provide good into that situation in whatever little way, I guess, that it's provided. But in the meantime, regardless of circumstances and situations, and it certainly was not God who brought somebody into that situation or circumstance, especially if it's some type of negative thing. So we don't thank God we're in the circumstance, but we thank God that he's able to cause us to rise above whatever circumstance we may find ourselves in. So, because it says, in everything give thanks. Well, does that mean if I have cancer? Does that mean if I'm a diabetic? Does that mean if I find myself in a car accident? Well, it's not like I'm thanking God for being in that situation. But you know what? I can always give thanks. There's always something to be thankful for. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So what is our response when pain comes, when doubts arise and fears dismay, when accusations abound, when judgments are being placed, when circumstances and situations are insurmountable? You know, we overcome evil with good. We look for opportunities to reach out with the love of God, to be proactive, to get outside of ourselves. And we do these things, rejoice, pray, and be thankful. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these gracious and good and kind words that you've given us to just be nourished and strengthened, and if we can eat them up, Father, that they're more precious unto us and more satisfying than any type of food we may eat, whatever it may be. And we do love that. But we just thank you that this Word of God just so satisfies us and nourishes us spiritually, Father, that we are invigorated to continue to serve and to see things above the five senses. So we pray, Father, that our responses can be good and godly. And we love you. We praise you tonight, Father, and we do give thanks. And may the days of our lives be filled with the evidence that you're such a good and wonderful and gracious God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.